is a good communicator. So he's been terrific in the meetings with some of the younger players. I think Keeb is a veteran guy that really understands what he wants now for himself and for the team. And he's working hard. He's come here. He's been a good teammate and learning our system. And, you know, I think clearly he's a physical corner and a guy who's very capable of shutting down some of the top wide receivers that we'll face.
You've seen him kind of helping out other players, Roby, some others on the field. What sort of things do you think he's showing them? And
yeah, I mean, I think the veteran guys try to pass along some of the knowledge, you know, and you know, guys in their fourth, fifth, sixth years, they tend to recognize, you know, now that they're the ones that need to be helping out some of the younger players, and so that's healthy. It's a healthy dynamic to have going on.
Jack, with a veteran guy like that, how tough of a mental transition is that for him to learn a new system?
Not that difficult. I mean, there are things. You know, obviously he's been exposed to, maybe called something different, but you know, he's been a very sharp guy, very quick study, really understood the concepts right away, and has been able to apply himself.
In a past half of the league, how much does a guy who can play press and put out on an island, how much does that help you when you're trying to scheme your own defense?
Yeah, having guys with his ability helps, you know, and I think he's the kind of guy that can do that. He's the kind of guy that will show up and tackle in the run game when teams want to run at corners. And so, no, I think he's a good football player. We're happy to have him.
Jake, when you looking at defense now, do you consider the nickel the base formation now in this day and age?
I don't consider the nickel the base. That would be just because of the semantics of it. Base is base and sub is sub. But it is the norm. It is the most frequently played defensive unit. And I think last year 66% of our snaps in the sub package. So you're playing more and more three wide receiver sets or even two tight end sets where the second tight end is really almost like a wide receiver. So you're playing a lot of sub downs, and so that's, we've adjusted accordingly.
Is that third corner now as important position as you can have almost?
Yeah, absolutely. I'd say the fourth corner becomes a little more important. You know, you can never have enough. And the reason people say that is because if somebody gets nicked, is tired, whatever, something happens with a helmet, you have another guy that can go in. That's a good position to be in. You don't want to be forced not to be able to get to that third corner. So three is a necessity, I think, nowadays. I think having the fourth guy that's very capable is also very important.
Biggest change since you played that whole transition?
Yeah, it's gone to more space and tempo. I think those are the two things that you're seeing more and more prevalent. There are still examples of power football. You know, we're going to play in the NFC West this year. There's a lot of power football going on in that division, you know, with Seattle, San Fran. Indy, who we open up with, they like to try and play some smash mouth with you. So there are some teams that are still traditionally, you know, power oriented. So it's not like you can ignore that part of the game. But more and more you're seeing teams that want to go with space and tempo.
How's Burrow looking so far?
Good. You know, young guy learning the system, getting a little better every day, and applying himself. And I think he's been, you know, solid to start.
You're looking at him on the inside, Mike, right now? Uh-huh.
Yep.
Coach, what are your thoughts on Von Miller doing some side work out here? Are you happy with his progress?
Yeah, Vaughn is still working hard, you know, with the trainers and the rehab and trying to work his way back onto the field. So he's doing a good job from that standpoint. He's very engaged in our meetings. He's another one of the veteran guys that's trying to step up a little more in a leadership role, speaking up and letting the guys understand, you know, what it takes to play at a high level. And so that's been very good for us.
Is part of his new attitude maybe the addition of DeMarcus?
Well, I just think it's all part of the experience that you have as a player. I think, you know, when you come in here as a young guy, your head's spinning. You're just trying to figure out, you know, how do you get to the meeting room and where do you belong on the practice field and where's the training room and all that stuff. So, you know, by the time you get to where Vaughn is as a veteran player who's been through several seasons with us. I think you understand now that, you know, you have the opportunity to help some of these young guys find their way.
What has DeMarcus shown in leadership role entire?
Well, we've got a good group of leaders. You know, that's really something I'm very pleased with. You know, between DeMarcus, Terrence Knighton in the front. You know, at linebacker, Danny Trevathan's really stepped forward. Nate Irving, those guys are very confident, very, very comfortable leading guys. In the back end, I think you see some real natural leadership ability with TJ and in terms of, you know, getting the guys' attention. And Akib is a great communicator. So we've added some pieces, and some of the guys we have coming back, it's a good mix.
Jack, what's been the difference from last week to this week with your unit in this phase? Or has there been one, I'm assuming?
No, I think we're just a little further along with the installation. You know, we're throwing a lot at the guys right now. We're probably 75% installed in our base defense. At this point, that's a lot being thrown at them after five practices. So, you know, we're trying to kind of cram it all at them and let them hear it all this time during the OTAs. Then when we get to training camp, they've kind of been through it once, and hopefully it slows down a little bit for them. But right now, there are a lot of head spinning.
We know the challenge of defense is stopping Peyton because of the high tempo, the number of snaps, but it seemed like looking statistically, it's also a challenge for your defense because you face a lot of snaps because you have so many quick drives from your offense. Is that part of how you have to, you know, kind of map it out that you're going to face up maybe more plays? I think the second most played drives football last year, because your offense is quick, striking.
Well, you know, obviously we're going to play complementary football. We're looking to win games.
Right.
And, you know, if our offense is potent and goes down and scores, you know, quickly, then obviously we're called on to do our part and get them the ball back. And so we can limit that number of snaps by playing better defensively, being better on early downs, getting them off the field on third down, creating more turnovers. And so, you know, we're going to always look to play complementary football as a team, play to win. But I can assure you that defensively, you know, we have high goals and high standards. And we're getting ourselves prepared to play great defense here.
Okay, thank you, Coach.
Thank you,
Jack.